It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Today, it's the Sun Belt Conference versus Conference USA, Round 2. Within the next week, the Sun Belt Conference is going to have to make a very difficult decision. The conference is expected to publish its 2022 football schedule very soon, which might draw a legal response from a wounded competitor called Conference USA. The Sun Belt Conference has recently added three prestigious universities away from Conference USA, and they'll start playing in the new conference by no later than July 1st, 2023. The new teams will help build out the Sun Belt Conference to 14 football-playing members, and by doing so, the Sun Belt has now smartly devised a more fan-friendly geographic configuration, along with having a superior television package than Conference USA has to offer right now. Conference USA will lose three member schools: Marshall University of West Virginia, Southern Mississippi, and Old Dominion in Virginia, to the expanding Sun Belt Conference. In addition, six other Conference USA members, the University of Alabama Birmingham, Charlotte, Florida Atlantic, North Texas, Rice University, and UT San Antonio, have announced that they are also going to vamoose Conference USA and join the American Athletic Conference, the AAC, at some point very soon as well. So with 14 member schools right now, the current Conference USA roster will dwindle to just five holdover institutions: Louisiana Tech, University of Texas El Paso, Middle Tennessee, Florida International, and Western Kentucky, from 14 to 5. To say that Conference USA is not happy right now would be a gross understatement. But how did all this happen? Let's take a look. For decades now, the so-called Power Five conferences, you know, the big ones, SEC, Big Ten, Atlantic Coast Conference, the Big 12, and the Pac-12, have dominated the television media. Though some universities, such as the University of Houston or Memphis, for example, have tried for years to gain admittance into one of those large leagues, they've been blocked and forced to form their own mid-level alliances and conferences. Conference USA's football members have been around since 1996. The Sun Belt Conference started to add football for member schools in 2001, and the current version of the American Athletic Conference, or the AAC, began football operations in 2013. The initial idea for Conference USA was to group colleges located in larger metropolitan areas, such as Cincinnati and Tampa, Memphis and Birmingham, in an effort to attract a financially attractive cable television package. Alas, these same cities within the conference were also rather far-flung geographically. This made for higher-than-expected travel costs for the university athletic programs and also limited the opportunities for fans to travel to some of the more distant conference destinations. Meanwhile, the earlier years of the Sun Belt Conference saw the league take on some of the members which were way outside the primary geographic southern footprint. Former conference members of Sun Belt have included the University of Idaho, Utah State, and New Mexico State. But in recent years, though, the Sun Belt's membership has now realigned, with most of the schools located along or near the Interstate 10 and Interstate 20 southern corridors. Differently from Conference USA, most of the Sun Belt Conference teams are located in cities which are outside of the top 50 U.S. television markets. With regard to the recent developments seeing the exit of three Conference USA teams into the newly expanded Sun Belt Conference, the two T words, television and travel, have become the primary reason why these schools have chosen to make the move. In early November 2021, Marshall University in West Virginia held a gathering to announce moving from Conference USA to the Sun Belt Conference effective no later than June 30, 2023. Now, during a half-hour live-streamed event, Marshall University's academic and athletics departments were very excited about making the move to the Sun Belt Conference. And after watching the entire press conference myself, a few things really stood out. It was hinted in the news conference that the new Sunbelt Conference would be dividing into an Eastern and Western alignment as part of their expansion to 14 teams. With Marshall University being one of the northernmost schools, the Thundering Herd Athletic Department will save money on travel expenses and also the amount of time which the school's student athletes are spending on the bus going to and from athletic events. Plus, the fans of the university will soon be within much closer driving distance for many of the team's road games. Some new rivalries will be built. Marshall University is also equally pumped up about their move into the Sun Belt Conference for another four-letter word reason, and that word is ESPN. The Sun Belt Conference has a television contract with the ESPN family of networks through 2031. If a Marshall football game, for example, isn't seen on ESPN's traditional cable network, it will be shown via the ESPN Plus internet app. And according to one source, each Sunbelt school is expected to earn a minimum of $500,000 annually for the new television arrangement. In contrast, Conference USA's football television agreement is with the CBS Sports Network. Beginning in 2018, the league inked a five-year deal through 2023 with the CBS Sports Network to serve as the primary broadcast partner. According to the same report, Conference USA schools receive between $400,000 and $500,000 annually per school. Unfortunately, the CBS Sports Network has a rather limited availability in many markets, as several cable network providers do not offer the service. College sports fans want the opportunity to see their favorite school play on television, so the CBS Sports Network package has been a huge disappointment for many Conference USA sports enthusiasts. In addition to the Sun Belt Conference adding three former Conference USA teams, Marshall, Old Dominion, and Southern Miss, the league is also adding a 14th member institution with James Madison University in Harrisonburg, Virginia. The school has 22,000 students and is beginning play at the NCAA's FBS level soon. The Dukes have been a longtime member of the Colonial Athletic Association, or CAA, in the NCAA's smaller division FCS level, and will become a Sun Belt regional rival for both Old Dominion University and Marshall University very soon. Now, once James Madison announced their decision to enter the Sun Belt Conference too, the Colonial Athletic Group exercised their contractual right to deny James Madison from competing in Colonial Conference championships effective immediately. Though the JMU athletes may continue to compete, the sports teams will be ineligible to participate in conference championship tournaments. As you can already see, there isn't a lot of love lost between the three Conference USA defectors and the Sun Belt Conference, or with the new Sun Belt entry, James Madison, and their former home in the Colonial Athletic Conference. So now let's increase this heat just a little bit more. As Marshall, Old Dominion, and Southern Miss announced their departure from Conference USA, they stated that they intended to join the new Sun Belt Conference by no later than June 30, 2023. But just a few weeks ago, these three schools sent additional information to Conference USA that they are now desiring to end their relationship a full year sooner by the end of June 2022, or this summer. Reports indicate that such an early exit might cost each school $1.5 million for 2 years, or a $3 million total, assuming that Conference USA is willing to cut them loose to join the Sun Belt beginning with this fall's football season. And in response, Conference USA effectively said, "Fine, we'll see you in court." In a statement released last week, Conference USA said, quote, "Conference USA intends to conduct the 2022-23 athletic year with the full 14 institution membership intact. The Conference USA Board of Directors will exhaust all necessary legal actions to ensure that all members meet their contractual obligations as defined by and agreed to in the Conference USA bylaws." Uh-oh, this is now getting serious. Can't you just sense the attorneys starting to salivate at the thought of some significant billable hours coming soon? Ignoring the request of the three departing schools, Conference USA recently published its 2022 fall football schedule, which, yes, includes all of those three rascally escapees in the mix of schools. Take that, Sunbelt. In the meantime, the Sun Belt Conference now must decide whether they want to include their new member schools in their own 2022 fall football schedule, which is expected to be released on or around March 1st. If the Sun Belt Conference decides to include these three fugitives from Conference USA, the Sun Belt will no doubt become entangled in this burgeoning legal saga soon, too. So much drama and so little time. I have an idea for you, and it's free of charge for all of you parties to consider. For the new Sun Belt Conference entrants, contact your new buddies at ESPN and include them on your side of the negotiating table. It will be a solid reminder to Conference USA that their own television future, after their current deal expires with CBS Sports Network in 2023, might also hang in the balance if the parties are not able to negotiate a fair and workable solution to this issue quickly. Then, the schools should offer to pay whatever Conference USA is contractually due under its current agreement and perhaps offer a reasonable financial sweetener. Yeah, I'm talking about you, ESPN. Show us the money. To resolve the impasse amicably within the next 30 days. Now, if that time elapses without a successful ending, take the sweetener off the table and dig in your heels, because the only winner in the game which follows will be your attorneys. Money talks, and right now I'm betting that Conference USA might be willing to take that money and run. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.